Crowley feigning ignorance on how he ruined the opening to our show. We want Shelty to break the news on Skeens. The way that he worded that yesterday with all these other clues, I think Skeens is going to be here pitching this weekend on O'Neill Crew's T-shirt day on Saturday at 4.05 p.m. I wish that Shelty and the Pirates would throw us that bone, Paul.
Yes, it would make for a wonderful start to the Shelton half hour or 25 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that that needs to happen.
I'm not going to really hold my breath.
Me neither. Me neither. Because he has chosen not to break news ever on this show, not even one time.
Right.
And yet, he's the guy who's always left with the bag here. He's the spokesman for the team because
right.
Charrington won't. And I go back to the Jared Jones thing when they took him out after 50 pitches on 59 strikes. And Charrington actually said that was the, quote, staff's decision, and I respect what they did. They, not me, they.
Was there a question there?
We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Keep listening to 93.7 The Fan for details on how you can donate to this great cause. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, Cedarbrook Golf Course, and Sullivan Super Service. And, Paul, we really, really want people's help with this one. 26 hours. Who knows what combos you could see? You could see City Limits with Crowley, you know? You could see Doran and Paul.
Right.
You could see Doran and Mulsey. You could see Pony and Starkey. Do you know how many times that's happened in history?
Zero.
No.
Many times?
Five.
What?
Pony and Starkey. Is that Crowley in there?
That's
yes,
just
it.
Is he going to admit that he wrecked the show now, or what's he doing?
He's a jerk.
He's warning you against rules. This show breaks the rules. It doesn't follow rules. It breaks them.
You know,
and it's a living example of it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. Right, Paul?
That's true. That is absolutely true. And we've come to the conclusion about Crowley. He's a jerk.
What did I do? Am I even on?
He's a jerk. You're on.
Oh, he's on.
We can't. Well, now we can't say because now you've complicated things beyond belief about which kind of music we can and can't play. We had a big opening planned where me and Paul were going to sing to Buckos Go All the Way. Then we were going to have Shelty come in. We were going to have the Zangrilli piece where he came in and said, all the way, that part. And you warned him against the rules. And then now we're rules followers on this show because of you.
Well, you could have begged for forgiveness afterwards. Nobody knew. This was not an on-air conversation. This was an off-air conversation.
I'm just saying, but you told him, and he's a
But you
rules
know what
follower.
Happens here, Paul? You're a star. You got the standing ovation at PNC Park.
Yes, he did.
Starkey, you're a legend. If something goes wrong, poor little Austin pitches Austin pitches limits.
Yeah.
He gets fired. You guys don't get fired.
Yes.
He gets fired.
No, I'd take the heat there for you, limits. You know that.
Yeah,
you changed your haircut today.
We would take the heat for him, maybe.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe.
Right? Why did you have to, you know?
Well, he should have been on a specific email.
Maybe, but maybe he didn't see it.
And I was helping
you
my friend out.
You interfered where you didn't belong. Where
what
were
else
you,
is new?
Where where were you for 13-9?
Why?
Just out of
I'm out of here.
Goodbye.
Just out of 13 curiosity.
13-9, yes.
Do you remember that game, Paul?
Yes, I remember being there in that game.
Crowley around 30, you figure, limits?
Yeah, he's about 33.
33. How long ago was that
he's
game?
He's 33.
2007?
2007. So he would have been about 17,
17.
Right?
Oh, poor Crowley, still in his formative years.
Stormed out of here, still upset, apparently.
I just remember this. I just remember it being maybe the coldest game that I've ever been at. You remember?
Yeah, I remember the pregame. I remember just going in thinking this is
so cold.
Why are we even here? Basically, this is going to be just a ridiculous blowout.
Yeah.
And I remember being in the West Virginia press box. I have an unbelievable case of acid reflux today.
Oh.
You ever get that?
Yeah, that's the worst. But I take some kind of medicine that every
day. I have some. I gotta go right now. I'm having like some sort of emergency.
I take some sort of pill that's a prescription that my doctor gave me, that like deals with it so that I don't. Because I used to have those really bad acid attacks. Now I don't have them.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night.
And listen, it's an easy pill. It's just an easy. You take the pill every day, and you know what I mean.
Do you take it every day?
I do. It's a prescription.
It's like right in my upper chest. I thought it was my lungs at first. It is. I don't know.
I used to get acid all the time, like the reflux and
all
that. I went to the doctor because of something else, and I just mentioned to her, "Well, listen, I have this problem with like this acid reflux, and is this thing?" She says, "Here, try this for a month, and then call me and tell me what you think."
Magical.
Probably like a week later, I stopped having acid. You know, after a week after taking it, all of a sudden, and I've
you're gonna have to introduce me to that.
Very rarely have I had it. You know,
I don't know what happened to me. I do know what happened to me. I had oat milk right before bed last night. Now that I think of it, why did I buy oat milk? Because they were out of almond milk. Now that I think of that. Never go shopping at 10 o'clock and never have a bowl of cereal right before bed with oat milk. That's my advice to you, Limits.
Are you shopping hungry?
What is oat milk?
I don't know. I don't even know. It just sounded healthier than regular milk. And they were out of, I can't have, if I have regular milk, it's all over. I'm headed for more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
Yeah.
But I can have almond milk. And I figured oat milk was along those lines.
Yeah, what is it? What is, like, is almond milk, I guess, milk made out of almond juice?
I've actually made almond milk.
Really?
Almond milk. Yeah. You
what does it taste like?
Almonds. You put...
That doesn't help.
Almond milk.
But that doesn't help.
Well, I mean, that's the case. You take almonds and you soak them overnight.
Okay.
Then you put them in a blender with water. And then you pour that through like a cloth where it catches. It's like a strainer of sorts. Where it catches all the little debris, and then you have almond milk. Then you put it in your fridge. It's basically almonds and water. Oat milk? I don't know. Is it oats and water? And why is it affecting me this way, Limits?
I don't drink milk. I don't know.
No milk at all?
No milk at all.
You lactose intolerant?
No.
Are you, Paul?
No. I drink milk, but I've heard that almond milk might be a little bit.
Do people still have glasses of milk? Do you give your kid a glass of milk like we used to have? Here's a glass of milk. Nobody does that anymore, do they? And if not, why not?
Just for Santa.
Every so often, I'll drink a glass of milk.
You will?
Every so often.
What prompts that, may I ask?
I want something to drink, and I don't want it to be water, and I don't want it to be pop or lemonade or anything else. So I'm like, what can I drink?
Or alcohol.
Or alcohol. So let me just have a little bit of milk. Mm. I'm going to taste almond milk.
Yeah, you should.
Because allegedly, it's a little healthier.
It is. It's delicious, I might add. The 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. So, top of the hour, let's shift over to the Steelers for a few minutes, if you would, Paul. There's still some holes on this roster, and I'm starting to get real curious as to how Najee Harris is going to react to this whole thing. And some of the fallout I've just been genuinely surprised about. And it seems to me, if I had to break it down percentage-wise, I think 75% of Steeler fans are behind Najee and against the team on this. I'll ask Paul what he thinks of that. Coming up.
What did you think of all, real quick, what did you think of like all these rumors that are popping up that teams are trying to trade for Najee?
I think that nothing would surprise me if I was the Steelers, and if we both believe that you can find running backs anywhere, and if somebody is that high on Najee where they would give you something of value, A, I think it could happen, and B, I'd absolutely do it. Let's get your thought next. Hold your thought, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you this much too, Paul, as a quick aside. That NBA game, two of them last night, the one of them was decided on an absolute crap call.
Oh,
it was
I
the
know.
Same as the UConn
exactly,
women's game.
Exactly.
A moving pick. What are these guys, pick up basketball players who call charges? That I was telling worse. Myron the Brown best, that this morning.
The best, the kick
what
ball.
Are we doing here with moving picks?
The best part was it was a flop.
I know. You're rewarding Dante for a flop there. Yes. And I love him, and probably a smart play. How can you go home and look at yourself in the mirror if you just decided, helped decide an NBA game on that crap?
I mean, that was one of the, that was, you're right. It was just like the UConn women's game. Just terrible. And they really didn't call out the entire game. I thought there were a couple of really bad calls that went the Knicks way, but it is what it is. You're at Madison Square Garden. You're probably going to get a few calls if you're the Knicks.
Yeah, they called a kick when it went off the guy's
yes,
hand.
Yes, exactly.
Well, last I knew, you can't kick it with your hand. Can you? Any more than you can throw it with your foot.
I'll tell you who's always fun to watch though is TJ McConnell.
Oh, is he great?
He
last
does a
night?
Lot of stuff. 18 that, you know, points. He's fun. Now he can't guard anybody, which is why they have to get him out of the game. But I tell you, he can score on anybody, and he gets the makes it.
He's lightning quick.
Yes, he's quick. He's
like a water bug.
He's smart as can be. Like he's his basketball IQ is really high. Boy, he's fun to watch. And the second game,
I never saw anything like it. I've been watching basketball for a long time. We're a great player now for two games, and Jokic has looked that lost, that bad, that slow.
And not just Jokic, really, if you think about it. I mean,
the whole team. They scored
Murray,
80 points.
Jamal Murray had 8.
Yeah.
Three of 18.
And it had everything to do. That Timberwolves team, they're like vultures on roadkill.
Yes. Yeah.
They play like a college or high school team defense.
It's absolutely
trapping, full court, every pass contested. It's crazy.
But I mean, when you have Murray and Jokic combining for 8 of 31. 0-for-5 from 3. You ain't winning. They need those two guys to score, and not just score, but score efficiently. But here's the thing. Charles Barkley, it was funny. Kenny Smith was saying, he was trying to basically say they didn't match the intensity. They didn't rise to the moment. They weren't, ready to this and that and everything. Charles Barkley just put it as easy as he could. He said, you know what? It ain't about them rising to the occasion or them raising their level or their intensity or this and that and everything. Them Timberwolves guys are just better. They're just better.
That series is over.
I can't imagine. And how good is, I'll tell you, and we've talked about him a little bit, but how good is this Edwards kid?
Oh, my God.
Did you think he was going to be that good?
No.
Coming?
I don't know
how anybody could have thought he was going to be this good.
He got it, man. Like, he got his rear end kicked for a few years.
I mean,
people like Barkley talking about how stupid their team was.
Yeah.
And then they wised up. They got Mike Conley in there for a little veteran influence.
I mean, he
this kid is unreal.
I mean, he was the number one overall pick, in 2020? And he's finally now starting to come into his own. But it goes to show you, in 2020.
That could be Henry Davis.
But, yeah. But here's the thing. This kid's only 22 years old.
Oh, my God.
Which means when he was drafted, he was like 18.
Yeah.
So it's taken him a few years. I thought that he had a chance to be good. I didn't think he'd be this good.
Me neither.
And, the Jordan comparisons are silly, but.
Not in this sense that when I'm watching him, I'm reminded of Jordan. That's not saying he's Jordan. But as I watch him, I can't help what images pop into my mind, Paul. Any more than you can.
I'm just saying.
Our impulses and the images that pop into our brains are uncontrollable. We do control what we do with them limits. Always remember that.
I get that, but I'm just saying, could we not compare him to Jordan yet?
Yeah. Fully, no. But does he remind me of him in ways? Yeah.
He's 6'4". The thing I like about him is how many different ways he can score.
Pretty much from half court in all the way to the bucket. Paul, we have to go. I thought we were going to get out on time, and I tried to. This is my fault.
We extended this conversation. Let me just say one more thing, and then we'll get out of here.
Please.
If you look at the T-Wolves,
yeah,
they're going to be a tough team to knock out.
Yes, they are.
And they're getting better and better. Every game I watch them, they play a little better.
I'm looking at them in the Celtics in the finals. We'll see. Listen to, no, Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. SunChevy.com. High of 77 with cloudy skies. 40% chance of rain. So, yeah, let's get into a little Najee Harris talk. Rumors swirling. What would you do if you were the Steelers? Would you look to trade him? And are you among the estimated, in my estimation anyway, 75% who's completely on his side in this battle? It's another Steelers versus their own running back battle.